You are in my lair, a hero cuffed to a chair after having been abducted by your villain partner. Not an uncommon occurrence, if I'm honest. Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, well, hello there, hero. Fancy meeting you here. How kind of you to join me. Not that you really had a choice. But let's not dwell on the details. Oh, yes, hero. I know who you are. You can deny it all you want, but I could never mistake those striking eyes. I must say I quite like this outfit, my dear. Not that I don't appreciate your usual supersuit, but there is something so intimate about seeing you in your civilian clothing here in my lair. It makes you look all the more hopeless. And yes, I don't think I'll ever get tired of this particular sight. The brave little hero at my mercy once again. Oh, dear. Is that all you've got, darling? Oh, how disappointing. I confess I've rather come to enjoy your razor-sharp comebacks. What's the matter? Feeling a little tired, perhaps? Out of sorts? Under the weather? That's entirely understandable. I know I wore you out yesterday. Oh, you mean our little showdown on the roof of City Hall? I guess that's true. Personally, I was thinking about our activities later that night, you know, once we got home. But either way, tired is understandable. Hang on, Cinnamon. Are you okay, babe? You seem really out of it. Yeah, I don't blame you. Aside from our other activities, Abby's bedtime blues have been keeping us both up pretty late. What about your stomach? Is it any better this morning? Okay. Are you sure you're up for this right now? If you want, we can always wait. Just go snuggle on the couch. Well, okay, if you're sure. Sorry to bother you on your day off, by the way. When I realized my latest scheme was ready to roll, I just kind of couldn't wait to show you. I really think it's one of my best role plays yet. Aw, thanks, babe. Remember, if this ever gets to be too much, just use the code word. Doesn't matter where we are, what we're doing, even if we're on TV and the whole city is watching, I will always find a way to end things quickly. The people will be none the wiser. Of course. You being safe is always the most important thing. Okay, are you ready? Forgive me, my dear. Where were we? Oh, yes. We were just talking about how I'd finally managed to discover your secret identity. That's right. At last. After months of careful research, I've finally figured out who you really are. At last, I have the chance to strike you where you are most vulnerable, at the person beneath the mask. And by the end of the day, that's all you shall be, a simple, ordinary person. Do you remember my memory modifier, little hero? Personally, I'll never forget the time when I made the mayor forget his own name right in the middle of his speech. Good times. But just in case, I've made some slight modifications. Well, you see, it no longer affects only regular people. Now it can affect superhumans. Namely, you. Oh, that's right, darling. One zap from my new and improved memory modifier and you'll forget all about the whole hero thing. Everything related to that part of you. Your powers, your past heroic deeds, even your hero name. All of that will be gone. You'll be reduced to just an ordinary citizen. A charming, talented, kind-hearted citizen. but a simple citizen nonetheless. And then, when you're out of the picture, there will be no one to stop me. Again? Wait, no way. Is that the agency again? Of course I'll get you out of there. Hang on, I'll get you out. Come on. Okay, almost. Darn key. Dang, you're fast. Pick it up. What are they saying? I don't have super hearing. Well, what did they say? Okay, so they met with the team. And what? Did she say anything else? Oh, you're smiling. What? No way they matched us? Oh my gosh, are you serious? You mean we get to adopt Sophie? Oh, I can't believe it. We really get to bring her home? Of course you can have a hug. Come here. Wait till we tell Abby that she finally gets to be a big sister. I bet my mom will hear her screams of joy from all the way across the city. Oh, your backpack. Oh, it's over by the door. Why? What do you have in there? Oh, what is this? A present? Well, okay. A shirt. Every villain needs a sidekick. Oh my God, you are so freaking adorable, babe. Have you been waiting to give this to me for a while? Oh, of course I'm happy. I'm more than happy. I've been hoping for this ever since we first heard about her. So what happens now? When can we meet her? Oh, that sounds great. So help me understand. Between them getting us some more information and then getting the whole introduction piece going, how long do you think it's going to be? Wow, really? Damn. We've got to start making a plan. We can't be running around doing the whole hero-villain thing while Sophie's trying to get settled in. We need to try and make things as stable as possible for her, especially at the beginning. Don't worry, though. We'll figure something out, and if all else fails, I can always make a big show of pretending like I'm going on vacation or something. Even villains have got to forget their troubles now and then. Wait, what? The memory modifier? Oh, babe, you're a genius! An evil genius! It's perfect! We stage a fight. You pretend to zap me with it, and I allegedly forget my villain persona for a while, and boom! 6 months or so with no villainous schemes. You won't have to foil my plans, and we can both take a break. You'll still have to schmooze with the mayor, though. Of course, it'll be nice to have some time to cook up some evil schemes. Then once Sophie gets settled in, I'll return with vengeance. Yes! I know it's over the top. Oh, you like it. Thank you. I've been practicing. Now, the real question is, how do you want to celebrate? Pizza? Sure, why not? Just no pineapple, all right? Please, for the love of both of our stomachs, no pineapple. That's just villainous. Okay. If you and Abby both want it, then I suppose I can't refuse. You are too cute to refuse. Figures, even when we don't manage to get to the fighting part, somehow you still win. I wonder if Sophie will like pineapple on her pizza. Well, if she does, we'll both know she's even more villainous than me. I love you too. I'm gonna love the stuffing out of all three of you.